Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Freese. Batting second. The center fielder, Curt Flood. Batting third. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Vinegar Bendmeisel. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese takes first base on ball four. Curt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Ennis reaches second base with a double. Freese goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ennis moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freese misplays the ball. That's an error on Freese. Thompson moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freese misplays the ball. That's an error on Freese. Thompson moves to third. Morin moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freeze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Mizell reaches second base with a double. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Mizell moves to third. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ennis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Morin reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mizell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mizell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Green and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Freeze hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into right field. Bolger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bolger. Freeze scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flood moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flood moves to third. Ennis moves to second. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark races to the bag and beats Ennis for the out. There's the throw to home, and Neiman drops the ball. Flood scores. Boyer moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mizell takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Neiman moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freeze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive towards third. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ennis hits a line drive towards first. Marshall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Blasingame now playing second base. Irv Noren now playing left field. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bolger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Bolger moves to third. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Adams now playing first base. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Smith steals second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco is walked intentionally. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mizell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long pinch hits for John Buzzard. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.